USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump taking a victory lap after the May jobs report far exceeded expectations of many economists.
And it's a great thing. We were very strong. We had the greatest economy in the history of our country. We had the greatest economy in the history of the world. And that strength let us get through this horrible pandemic.
2.5 million jobs were added last month, and the unemployment rate dropped to 13.3%. The president also signing a bipartisan bill aimed at giving small businesses more flexibility regarding the Paycheck Protection Program. New York City health officials are reporting no new deaths due to the coronavirus over the last 24 hours. And Wall Street is liking what they're seeing regarding the jobs numbers, as at times the Dow has been up over 1,000 points in trading on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking. And he said he didn't care how many I had. And he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Former Vice President Joe Biden taking some heat over statements he made during an online forum with black supporters. The former vice president discussing the death of George Floyd, police brutality, and racism.
The words the president says matter. So when a president stands up and divides people all the time, you're going to get the worst of us to come out. Do we really think this is as good as we can be as a nation? I don't think the vast majority of people think that. There are probably anywhere from 10 to 15% of the people out there that are just not very good people. But that's not who we are. The vast majority of people are decent. We have to appeal to that, and we have to unite people. Bring them together. Bring them together.
After more than 50 years of operation, the upholstery plant of a Lazy Boy furniture company in Mississippi will be shutting down. Lazy Boy's CEO saying this is all due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Mississippi plant did employ 300 workers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Plans are still being hashed out for the Republican National Convention to be held in Charlotte. City officials and representatives from the Republican National Committee met on Thursday for the first time since President Trump said the convention would be pulled out of North Carolina due to the fact that the Democratic governor there couldn't guarantee a full crowd. The RNC is reportedly still planning to hold the business portion of the convention in Charlotte. If you have a high school junior or senior, there is news on makeup dates for the SAT. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more on the story.
The company that administers the SAT college entrance exam is now scrapping plans to provide a home version of the test this year, saying it cannot guarantee all students would have access to the needed technology. The College Board announced that it's pausing plans for the remote exam, but still hopes to make it possible in the future. Officials in April said they were creating a home exam in case schools remain closed into the fall because of the coronavirus pandemic. Instead, the College Board said that it's now working to expand the availability of the SAT at in-person test centers this fall, and it's asking colleges to be more flexible with testing requirements. In-person SAT testing is scheduled to resume in August after spring exams were canceled, but many testing centers will have fewer seats amid social distancing measures, and some dates may be unexpectedly canceled. The company said it will add a January 2021 test date if there is a demand.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.